You're late. I ignore his comment and take my place in front of the class. Yeah, I'm late, but less than 10 minutes, thanks to his wife's call. Today is my day to volunteer at the Women's Center. Yeah, right. Volunteer. Like anyone could ever tell Nico Hunter no. Even if I weren't already one fuck up away from him dropping me as my trainer, I still wouldn't be able to get out of this. If you want to train with Nico, you do what he wants, even if he poses what he wants to you as a question. You don't really have a choice in your answer. My stint volunteering at the Women's Center is part of my penance. Nico thinks I need to build more character, learn to respect women more. Sure, everyone should be pussy-whipped like him. He thinks I don't remember how he was before he met Elle, but I do. A different woman took the walk of shame almost every morning out of the back door of the gym. I was only 13, but I remember. Mostly because they were all pretty fucking hot. Tits sticking out and short little skirts. Who could forget seeing that shit each morning when you're 13? Some mornings I had to run on the treadmill with a damn heart on. Then he met Elle, and everything changed. Don't get me wrong, Elle is the coolest chick I know. She runs interference between me and Nico when things get too heated. But this volunteer crap is their gig, not mine. Yet here I am at 10 a.m. on a Saturday, about to teach self-defense to a room full of women. I take a quick look around the packed room and give them my best smile. The one that always helps me get away with shit when I'm in trouble. Well, at least when the trouble I'm in is with the ladies. Nico watches from the doorway as I lead the class through a few minutes of warm-up stretches. I'm relieved when he eventually disappears, and I can stop pretending I'm happy to be at the head of the class this morning. I'd much rather still be in bed, lying flat on my back, getting head. I weave my way through the students as they begin their leg kicks. Some I help with their form, others I pass and smile at as I check them out in their skimpy tight clothing. I'm sizing up the class, looking for my next assistant. If I have to demonstrate on someone, they might as well be worth touching, right? Out of the corner of my eye, I catch a glimpse of a woman in the back row. She's turned around, but I already know she's going to be my assistant just from the sight of that ass. It's shaped like a perfect heart, and as she reaches up to tie her hair into a ponytail, I'm treated to a glimpse of porcelain skin beneath her shirt that I get the urge to sink my teeth into. I walk towards her, thinking maybe this morning's gig won't be so bad after all. Hell, if the front looks half as good as the back, this class may even go long today. I make my way up the aisle to reach her, ready to turn on my charm, just as she turns my way. What I see stops me dead in my tracks. Can it really be her?
Chapter 2. Live. James Hawthorne is a total sleazeball. 2 minutes ago, I caught him pinching his secretary's ass, and now, as I graciously bend down to pick up the papers that dropped from his desk, I catch him looking down my shirt. He probably pushed them off on purpose. He doesn't even have the decency to pretend he wasn't looking. Instead, he actually smiles at me when I catch him peering over his desk. Total sleazeball. I return the smile as I take my seat in front of his desk anyway, even though it physically pains me. I want the job that badly. Bad enough to put up with his crap for another 7 weeks of my internship. Sleazeball loses interest in me the moment my competition walks in. Summer Langley. She's tall, model thin, and her long, bleached blonde hair contrasts starkly with her olive skin. She's pretty. I don't blame him for drooling over her. But we're not in a beauty competition. We're competing for a job. And not just any job. One of the most coveted jobs in all of Chicago. And it's down to just the two of us. My only alternative position is located in New York, almost 1,000 miles from my family and friends. My resume speaks for itself. A 4.0 in college and grad school, editor of my college newspaper, and TA to a renowned English professor while working on my master's. Summer, on the other hand, has a resume